Hey, hey, here we go. Happy Friday, everybody. Last show of the year with me. People know that we're still on the air.
Yeah.
Without us, what do you got, right?
Oh, do you mean because you keep saying it's our last
yes.
show?
Okay. Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
I couldn't figure out
I've confused you in the first 5 seconds.
Yeah, I'm going. But what?
It wasn't even that tough.
I know.
But we're here. Hold on.
Man, you're quite a professional.
Why don't you just put gum.
Why don't you just put that on my coffee?
On Dave's coffee.
You drink out of this part. I chew over here.
You.
Hey.
That's okay?
We're finding out, like, about all his little things now. You know, the Cheetos, the, I don't know.
Shell.
Yeah.
That was just the move
going
of
through
a dick right there, wasn't it?
He's like a caterpillar going into a cocoon, and now he's turning into a butterfly.
Let me ask the crowd. Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me over there? Is it okay to stick your chewed gum on someone else's coffee mug? No? No?
A resounding yes from the crowd.
Especially when that person is technically your boss.
Well.
Not just technically.
Oh, a little power move there. I like that a lot.
So we finally, we've been talking about this now for a month. We are at the Hardee's in Chesterfield Valley. The only problem you may have is parking because we have a big crowd here already. I parked over at Cane's, so, you know.
Nice.
What the hell?
Really? A little drive-through extra brought some in for inside the Hardee's.
Hey, I'm there enough.
Very nice.
I should have a parking space of my own.
That's right.
So we are here until 6 p.m. doing the show live. Come on out and say hi to us. Grab us on breaks. We'll take pictures with you.
Uh-huh.
We already have a line here buying beanies and T-shirts and such. We're trying to get to $50,000. I feel real, real good about that. About halfway through the show, we will give you a new count. We're at a solid 45 right now. And by the time we sell the beanies and the shirts and people give generously, I think we're going to be pretty close to 50. Then I have a couple of things up my sleeve by the end of the broadcast, which should get us there.
Nice.
Also, starting right now, it's live right now, you can go online and give. And everything, every donation that's made today for the next 3 hours, that's $500 or less, Skip Weber is going to match it.
That's amazing.
That's great, right?
Yeah, that should definitely get us rolling towards 50. So,
Rach, how do people get to that?
To the link, you can go right now. You can go to my Twitter page. I have tweeted out the link. I'm going to put it up on our Facebook right now too. I've asked Tony to tweet it out. So just go to our social media if you want to access that.
How do we get Judy over here? Is she around?
She's selling, man.
She's working, brother.
Oh, is that what she's doing over there?
She's over there, yeah.
That's great.
Why don't we get her over whenever the line has died down a little
Sounds
bit.
Good.
And we're actually starting today. Correct me if I'm wrong, with more beanies than we have almost at any location?
Yes.
About.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, normally we just.
So we're like the Ontario of the U.S.
That's it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's better than whatever tagline we have now.
No kidding.
Yeah, what is our tagline? I'm not quite sure.
Come for the murder, stay for the rape.
Nice. Nice. Happy holidays. Yes.
Will you move your gum? No, you know what? Just leave it there.
Even do that to your own cup. I don't know.
What? Don't you save your gum?
Oh, that's so gross.
In Canada, that's a big deal. Put it behind your ear and keep it for a while.
That's so gross.
He's so awkward.
He's doing that thing where a girl shows up and he's
saying,
That's exactly right.
She really is a super fan.
She does. She gets it.
She remembers more about the show than I do when I'm on it.
No, they see through you.
So we brought you guys some Canadian
treats.
Nice.
Oh.
So in Canada, there are Rockets and Smarties, and this really messed with my head when I first moved there, because Smarties are called Rockets, and Smarties in Canada are actually M&M's.
Wow. Really?
So they don't have our candy? You can't get like a M&M or a Ho-Ho or a
no,
Reese's?
You can. I don't know why they do this.
But this is just the local stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And this is basically a moon pie.
Oh, yeah.
This is what passes for a moon pie. And
are they as dry as moon pies?
Yeah, 100%.
Have a little something to drink while you're working on one of those. Yeah, they call those Smarties Rockets.
You.
Yeah.
Haven't you guys talked about wagon wheels?
Who, us?
Yeah, I swear I've heard you guys talking about them.
We talk about a lot of stuff.
Probably on our Canadian segment of the show.
Probably so.
Right.
Mark and I do a Canadian podcast. Anyone know if we're back on the air?
We are.
Hey, look at that.
Look at that.
How long have we been on, Mike? Two minutes. Okay, good. Okay.
Andrew texted me earlier and said, you're sort of on. Just talk like you're on. Okay, that's fair.
So let's say the things that we said while we weren't on.
So Ellie's here.
Ellie's here from Canada.
We saved her marriage. That's very cool.
I think you single-handedly did it.
It was you, man. I
don't want to take all the credit, but I will.
It's nothing my you can't first do. Word.
Yeah.
Close.
Close.
With a K. Yeah.
Mark took the gum out of his mouth and put it right on top of my coffee mug,
I can't get it off the desk.
Not good at all.
I'll get you another cup.
And so we're here until 6 p.m.
Yeah, the first Beanie Blitz seems to have died down, but mm-hmm. we still have plenty left from just glancing at the table over there.
What we've already done is typically what we do when we're on our remotes. And we have 30, 40 people come through. We're done in 5 or 10 minutes, and then everyone's just pissed after that. So we have double that. So I'm going to guess they're going to be gone with the next wave, but I mean, it's still really early.
Yeah.
Early in the day.
I mean, if you're in the area, stop by. Might as well.
Yeah.
Take it from someone who really wants to be.
I wonder,
do it because you can.
Leave it to me to complicate things, but do we have some way of like just running them out to people in a drive-through kind of way?
Probably not. You should probably come inside and get it.
See, this is why she's here.
Yeah.
I say just things like
shut
that.
Shut down that idea.
She's producing.
Yes. That's too much.
Whoever gets run over.
We already got the link up.
It's the kind of thing you have in a deposition. Like, who's the first to suggest that someone run a beanie out to the car?
Through the drive-thru
No, maybe we missed this while we were off the air. But if you are listening right now and you wish you could be here and there's just no way to make it out to the Chesterfield Valley, we want you to come down here. We want to see your face. But if you can't make it, you can donate online until 6. You can donate to Operation Food Search. You can find the link right now on my Twitter page. I've asked Tony to tweet it out. I'm going to put it up on Facebook during the break. So whatever you can spare, if you can't make it out, do it online, please.
Another big reason to do that is that everything $500 and under over the next 3 hours here and online, Skip Weber is going to match.
Yes.
And so we're at $45,000. We're going to be close. We got to get to 50 in the next 2.5 hours.
Yep.
And go to operationfoodsearch.com or .org. Where's Judy? .org if you just can't find it. And give as much as you can.
Absolutely.
Up to $500.
Yeah.
If you're going to give 1,000, give 2 $500s.
Yes. We want to hurt Skip if we can. I mean, we want this holiday going in where he's like...
I saw him this morning. He was down at the station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was all excited.
Oh, he is. And he really wanted to be here, but he's got family stuff.
He's going to call in a little bit later.
Great, because he normally joins us. He's one of those kind of guys that we talk about that whenever we need help with something, he's always there.
Every single time.
Every time. Thank you very much for that. So, yeah, all good.
All right, that link's up on the Facebook right now.
So, 45 grand. I know I have a couple of surprises coming in, so that's going to help. I feel good about getting to 50. I feel semi-good about getting to 60.
Really?
Yeah, I think if a couple of things fall the right way. Now, I don't know how nuts the next 3 hours are going to get and people calling in. I mean, here's the deal. People with money know this and companies that your tax guy will say, hey, you need to make some charitable contributions. And so maybe you do it to, you know, Alzheimer's or cancer research or whatever it is. Just carve off a little bit for us.
Yeah.
Because all due respect to those big, giant charities, but this is all local. It's all right now. And we're going to talk to Judy next from Operation Food Search who can tell us just how far they stretch this and how many people we're going to be able to help.
Yeah. It's a cool equation. And Judy will tell us. It's amazing. Like each dollar, how much food that gets to people in St. Louis.
I'm telling you, you kind of missed your calling. You'd be great at like budgeting and shopping and all that kind of stuff.
And what, give up radio?
Yes.
What would my fans
say? I'll pay
half
your salary. I'll cover your benefits.
Enjoy your coffee. Yeah, it's good.
Anyone you need to say hi to out there or any grievances you need to get off your chest while you're sitting right across from him?
Right across from him. No, I think we're okay.
Did you tell us this in your essay? What do you do for a living?
I used to be a novelist.
Wow. Get out.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I actually was on Max's show once.
Okay.
Did that ruin it?
Yeah,
is that what knocked you out?
Yeah. Made a move to Canada.
So I used to do that, and then I had a baby. So I've been doing that full time. It's really hard to sit down and write when you have a tiny tornado living in your house.
Well, you sound great on the air, honestly. Yeah. You sound like you've done this.
What kind of novels did you write?
I was writing...
Mostly erotic, I guess.
Yeah, graphic. Yeah.
The kind of stuff close reads.
TGS yeah. erotic fan fiction.
My erotic friend fiction.
Wow.
Tony, why aren't you wearing a shirt?
I don't know, Mark.
Wearing a shirt.
I was waiting for you.
It's a shirt with nipples.
Tear away Adidas pants. No, I used to write sci-fi fantasy novels.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
How did you physically do it? I've tried to write before, and like it makes my fingers feel weird when I type too much.
I don't know. It's just button seat time. You just got to do it. And eventually, it's like any other muscle. You keep doing it, and it gets easier.
I know about that.
It works.
I like that your excuse for not writing a novel is my fingers get tired.
Hey, that's exactly what it is. I got it all right here.
Uh-huh.
I just can't get it out.
Can't put it
I'll
down.
Dictate it to you.
Yeah, that'll work out well.
How great would that be?
Type in like...
All right. So
where's the W? I can't.
We're going to go on break.
All right.
Let's take some pictures with people and sign some stuff. And come on out. We're here until 6 p.m. Like I said, if you can't park in the Hardee's, park in the Canes, park in the...
Right.
And the whatever.
And again, we're out in the Chesterfield Flats area. I believe that this is the world's largest strip center. That this whole thing that goes up and down behind us.
Wow.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's like it's over a mile long.
They should put up signs for
that. It says, welcome to the world's largest strip center.
All right, quick break. Right back.
Yes.
Coming to you from Hardee's in the Valley. Welcome back, guys. DGS3. Uh-oh, that's going to be bad. If you guys can't hear that, we have like a complete echo, so... Makes it impossible to do the show.
Go ahead. I want to hear you do it. Do it. Do it.
Play B-flog again.
Yeah. That'd be four times. All right. We'll try it again. So we're here at Hardee's in the Valley. This is my last show of the year, your last show of the year.
Correct.
Rach will be here for most of the shows.
Comedy's
going to host a couple of days. Rach is going to host one of the days. Skip's going to be coming in,
mm-hmm.
just being regular talent.
Yep. I think Tony's going to do an end of the year variety show with music, comedians, magicians on the radio.
Oh,
that'll be awesome.
You know the comedians just Convy.
Well, that's all we could get. But even he's not too keen on doing it at this point. But
that will be amazing or horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he said he'd like an audience, which I get. Being a comedian without somebody kind of feeding back, it's kind of weird. So,
like this.
Pretty much.
So we are trying to get to $50,000 for Operation Food Surge. We started out, when did we start out? Was it after Thanksgiving?
It was the week after Thanksgiving, the Wednesday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We started in St. Peter's at the
Mid-Rivers
Hardee's.
So just about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And... we basically took this away from another radio station who we know and love, and they did $31,000 for their best year. So, of course, we needed to do more than that. And we're currently setting at $45,000 with 2.5 hours left. And the bulk of it is going to come from you guys doing two things. One, coming by where we are physically and buying a beanie. There's still some beanies left. There's still some T-shirts left. There are plenty of DGS stickers. And if all you get is a sticker, we'll sign it for you, take a picture with you. Hopefully you'll give more than a dollar because this is it. At 6 p.m. It's over for us. And we have a few friends coming by to give big checks like the old days on the Jerry Lewis telethons and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then we have Judy, who's been with us at every event, every step of the way from Operation Food Surge. Good to see you again, sweetheart.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So let's go square one. Tell us about Operation Food Surge.
We started in 1981, and it was the idea of just one person, which we always talk about the power of one person's idea. And we started with a really simple way of a group of concerned citizens and corporate leaders wanted to get food into the hands of hungry people, and they wanted to do it in a way that was recycling and helping the planet a little bit too. And so we started with Produce Row and all the leftovers there, and literally this man knocked on Roger Dierberg's door and said, what do you do with your produce? And he said, I give it to a hog farmer of mine, a buddy of mine here in Chesterfield. And this man said, our guy said, that what would you think of feeding hungry families? And Roger Dierberg said, I'm in. And not only that, I'm going to call Don Schnuck. And
that's
not
great.
Only that. So that's how we started. And right now, we feed about 200,000 people a month with food that's left over in our food system from farmers, our grocery stores. Schnucks and Dierbergs are our largest donors. Cardinals, the Blues, all the universities and hospitals, all the leftover food that's everywhere. We gather it up and give it out to 300 agency partners, community food partners like schools, schools and crisis centers, food pantries, things like that.
Yeah.
So we focus on kids. That's our sole focus. And we're rare that our goal is to go out of business.
Hmm.
Like, how many people can say that? Right. Like that, we talk about
Mark
it
a couple times.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten close.
He can help you.
I can imagine.
I'll have you closed by next week.
But we talk about it every day inside. Our vision is to end childhood hunger and family food insecurity in our region. And we're only about St. Louis, the bi-state 30-county region.
Talk a little bit about, I don't know quite how to phrase this. We can picture in our minds people who are just destitute, hand to mouth. But I'm going to guess that most of your clients aren't that. They're working people just trying to put food on the table, right?
100%. You'd never know. That's you. The phrase, you can't judge a book by its cover, is 100% that. Because where we're seeing a lot of our hunger hotline calls coming in are not the places where many people would expect. But there are places like Winghaven, Chesterfield, Town and Country, Ladue, Edwardsville, the higher income places.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a budget issue. And it's just one of those things to help someone through hard times.
Yeah. And we did for years and years and years Toys for Tots. I love Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. Love the Marine Corps. Everyone should be very generous with that. And the Salvation Army. What I love about this is that every kid deserves a toy. The more important is that every parent deserves to put food on the kids' table.
Yes, yes. And it's interesting, too, because what you're saying, Judy, every appearance we've done so far, I've run into people that came in and contributed, and they said, it was a couple of years ago, I was on the other side of the coin.
100%.
It's hard to comprehend that there's a food bank in Baldwin and in the Chesterfield area. There's people, you know. It just...
I mean, Grafton. What? You can understand having two or three.
For the love of God. Yeah,
but Baldwin's so close to where I live.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I mean, you walk in your polo shirt. No, it's just amazing that these people will show up, and it was just years before that they were looking for help, and they turn around now they're helping other people.
Exactly.
You know, and 200,000 people a month.
Is who we feed.
Yeah.
And with our programs that we really concentrate with kids is Operation Backpack for kids during the weekend. We do summer meals. We serve 90,000 meals. Everything we do is free, but we're really about empowering families. So we teach them how to cook and how to shop and how to budget. And we want folks to be self-sustaining when they get to that point.
Yes, yes. And it's, and if you can, you know, like you said, help teach them for the future in that
area.
Because unfortunately, you want to go out of business.
We want to go out of business.
So if we're able to hit $50,000 today, how will that be used and how many people can we feed?
Well, I don't know about how many people we can feed, but our metric is for every dollar we raise, we can provide $12 in food and nutrition services. So when we're talking about $50,000, that would translate to about $600,000. We're good.
Yeah.
You're really good. Yeah.
That's like two of Mark's cars.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Seriously, I know.
I want you to go grocery shopping with me.
You've missed your soulmate.
It's like, that's a lot of canned mackerel.
Really? We're going to go talk later on just by ourselves.
you'll dirty talk bargains.
What'd you pay for that?
What do you pay for pasta? Oh, God, say it again.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Say it slower. Crunchy or smooth peanut butter. Oh, God, stop. Fern's like, Mark left me for some food, lady.
Yeah, she'd understand.
She would have seen that one coming.
She would totally understand.
So how big of a metro do you serve?
We serve 30 counties across Missouri and Illinois.
That's great.
So one of the things we're working on right now is the planning started at the beginning of the month. We serve summer meals in the city of St. Louis. We have a lot of partners like the libraries and park districts. But we have mobile trucks that go out to kids who have nothing. And so we're there the same half hour every day, Monday through Saturday, not only serving a meal, but also we have AmeriCorps volunteers. Our staff almost doubles. And they play games. We do crafts. They do reading. We have a huge book club. We gave out 15,000 books. Last year, kids were doing book reports just on their own. Mm. But now we want to expand to the rural areas. And that's our goal, but you have to have a plan. We're privately funded. We don't get United Way money. Mm-hmm. We don't get government tax dollars. So cash is king where we work in a lot of households. And so we plan and we make best use of the funds to be able to do it right and be sustainable to reach kids. And so we're planning right now to hit rural areas in the summertime.
And then the backpack program, my favorite thing that you guys
Genius.
Do.
Yeah,
Genius.
We do. And that's Sunny Schaefer, our executive director, is... After 22 years, she's getting ready to retire
I
next week. I do, too. We're very emotional. We can't talk without crying right now, but it was Sunny's vision. She was at a lunch one day and talking to a school nurse at a school, and the nurse was weighing kids between Friday and Monday, and she was finding that kids who were showing up at the school nurse on Monday with headaches and stomach aches, that they had very little to eat, and they were losing weight over the weekend. And Sunny was horrified. And so she did research and started the Operation Backpack program with one school in U-City. It was 75 kids. And we've grown now to over 8,000 kids every single week. This is a privately funded account. When everyone gives us like a $20 bill mm-hmm. to buy a beanie, they fed four kids for the weekend.
Mm.
It's remarkable. And we're in both sides of the river. We're in over 50 school districts.
Oh, so great. Mm-hmm. So if people can't make it today or help today, but they love what you do and they want to get involved, I'm sure there's lots of ways to volunteer.
There are. We have over 7,000 volunteers a year. It takes, there's only 30 of us who work there.
Oh my gosh.
And so we need lots of help.
Yeah.
And so you can just go to operationfoodsearch.org and there's a way to help tab. And,
great.
And we all chip in on volunteers.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for letting us be a part of this.
We can't thank you guys. And Hardee's. I mean, Hardee's has been with us for 14 years, I think it's been now. And over this time, we've raised well over 100,000 pounds of food, and it'll be well over $100,000, about almost $150,000.
That's great.
And their dedication to helping us feed kids and families is remarkable, so thank you.
Okay, well, we're here until 6 p.m. We have a few more surprises and big checks coming, and we'll be talking to our friends who are going to be bringing those checks out. But the biggest part of this is going to be from you guys, either coming to Hardee's in the Valley, getting a beanie, getting a shirt, getting a sticker, getting nothing but just donating because mm-hmm. it's the right thing to do, or going online to donate. And everything that comes in the door today and online line between now and six, Skip Weber is going to match. Rach, once again, how do people find that link?
It's up on my Twitter page. It's up on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. So just hit our social media and you'll be able to find a link where you can donate from where you are right now.
So Skip will match everything up to and including $500. So some of Mark's neighbors out there, go on, give $500. You'll cost Weber $500. He'll
like
take
it.
Down one of his 27 trees.
Yes, that alone. We went to his house, Judy, for a Christmas party. You've never seen a house decorated.
I heard.
It's like Santa Claus and baby Jesus blew up. I mean, you've never seen so much stuff in this house. It was unbelievable, but very nice.
I want to see Tiny Tim.
Oh, yeah. He's terrifying.
Tiny Tim.
Trust me, you do
he's
not
horrifying.
Want to see no, Tiny
yeah.
Tim.
He could walk through the door anytime.
Take
he's
us out.
He's haunting Dave.
Quick break, guys. Right back from the Hardee's in the Valley. Welcome back, guys. DG, ask you turn me down just a little bit, Mike. We are coming to you live from the Hardee's out in the Chesterfield Valley, and we had a great start. We still have, looks like, a few beanies, maybe 20 or so beanies over there, and a few T-shirts and lots of bumper stickers, and it's hard for us to do something while we're on the air, but once we go to break, we'll be happy to take pictures and sign things, and we're trying to get to $50,000 for Operation Food Search. Hopefully you just heard Judy talk about just what an amazing organization it is and how many people we can serve, and our $50,000 turns into $600,000.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's amazing, isn't
yeah,
it?
It really is.
My good friends Mark and Neil Gelman are here from the Gelman team. Hello, boys.
How are you?
Step on up. Get right up there in the
there
mic.
There you go. Thanks for having us and
yeah.
everything you do.
Good to
this
see you.
This is one of our highlights. Giving back to the community. We love it.
So it just. I was telling Rach, we had lunch before the show, and I'm like, you know what? I'm so competitive, and I'm so, like, motivated to hit a number that last night, talking to the kids about it, and they're asking, like, oh, tell me about the people it goes to. I'm like, oh, right, the people, you know? And but when you yeah. when it gets down to that, and you think that $600,000 worth of food will go to kids, it's so humbling. You know, it just blows you away.
Absolutely. It's important at this time of the year.
Oh,
we're
absolutely.
All very fortunate.
So tell me about you guys. How was your year?
Great year in every which way. Again, thrilled to be working with you. Your support, you've been amazing. Your listenership has been amazing. We, I think we closed maybe two this week from 97.1 listeners.
Very
so
good.
It's been fantastic. The team's doing great. So we just, again, we appreciate the opportunity to come out in here and give back. And thank you for everything.
It's very kind of you. You guys always support us. So how's the market? I know back in the spring and the summer we were talking about it being white hot. How did it do through the fall into the winter?
Sure, there was softening, and I'm sure you've heard nationally in our markets, followed the national market. There's still price points under the 300,000 that are extremely strong, but we're definitely seeing a softness in the luxury market. We're seeing the softness over $500,000 in certain markets. So it's becoming more of a balanced market versus a pure seller's market, which we talked about in the spring, where you put a house out on the market, it's sold with multiple offers. So it's given buyers a little opportunity to purchase homes.
And not a bad thing for people in your profession, because people start to feel like, well, they don't need you. Like, hey, all I have to do is put a sign up in my, you know, I'll use paint from the garage and someone's going to come by my house. And, you know, that can sometimes work against people a lot.
That certainly is a benefit. But, you know, again, it's the market's changing a little bit.
Tell us, I've been doing my lives for STL Rocket Listing, something new for you guys this year.
Yep, and we're very excited about that. We actually have a couple right now going on with your listeners. So STL Rocket Listing, we're actually purchasing homes on the spot. So we have our traditional sale, net the most amount of money. Mm-hmm. We have our guaranteed sale, which we've been doing, and a great listener we just bought in August. One of their homes did the guaranteed sale. Now we have the STL Rocket Listing, which is straight, no hassle. We make an offer within 24 to 48 hours. We buy it. They can stay in the home in many cases while they're buying their new home or renovating their new home. So it's just been an incredible program that we're proud to stand behind. And like I said, we're working on a couple as we speak. So we love it, and we appreciate, again, you're talking about it.
And you guys have always been taking the arrows, because you have always been the first to do all these things, right? I remember back a couple years ago when there was an advertiser in our station, a realtor, going after you guys. Oh, don't trust these guys. You say that they'll buy your house and all this. And 2 months later, they were doing an ad talking about, hey, I'll buy your house if it doesn't sell.
However, the big difference is, quite frankly, is that we actually stand behind that. We have bought or invested in over 100 homes in different one form or another. This year, under the programs you're talking about, I think we've bought 9 homes under the guaranteed sale in the Rocket Listing. So you're exactly right. Some people nationally use it as a shtick, but in our case, we love to stand behind it. We actually want to buy it.
Yeah, very good.
Nice. And it's for the people, when you do the Rocket deal, like if you get transferred and you got to leave town right away, you're buying the house, and they don't have to worry about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, yeah, that takes a lot off.
What about the thing, too? I've been saying this. I hope it's true. That, like, when you go and you trade in a car, you're going to go to Weber Chevrolet, you're going to trade in your car, and you clean it up and everything, and they say, like, that's really nice of you, but we don't need it. Like, we can tell what your house is, what your car is like. Same thing for you guys, right? Like, if you're going to do the STL Rocket Listing, don't worry about it. Don't feel like you have to go plant trees and stuff. Just...
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, you know, we look at it on an as-is basis. We don't want them to invest any money, and we buy it on the spot.
It's awesome.
And there is no commission. So it's just a completely different program. Yeah. It's not ideal, though, for somebody that wants to maximize
their
equity
for
every last penny. It's a great option, though.
Right. If they want the cash deal, done, run. Right. That's nice. That's
absolutely.
Nice. What do you guys got working next?
You know, we can't, we're not going to rule it out just yet, but we have a couple good ideas.
Yeah.
We're always looking to innovate. That's the important thing. We want to stay one step ahead.
Yeah. How often do you hire new realtors?
We have a lot more applications than we hire. So we brought on 2 in the last 3 months, and we had over 700 people apply for one position, for one of 5 positions in our organization. So we're blessed that there's a lot of demand, but we're not for everybody, and everybody's not for us.
Right.
So we have a very arduous hiring process. We have 5 interviews. They interview with our team, so their significant other. So it's a very detailed process.
Reminds me of Robert Hopper and the Hoppin Brothers when I went to their office the first time, and he reminds me of you guys. He's hard charging type A guy, and he said, I want to show you something, and he pulled out a stack of about 100 applications, and all these guys take a test. And it's a 20-question test, and you have to get 17 right, and the average is 5. And I said, where do these guys work? And he's like, our competitors. And he said, we have a bad reputation. People don't like us because when we go recruit at a school, we only want to talk to the number one kid. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of you guys.
Well, and for us, the most important thing is our culture, and we're not willing to sacrifice that at all.
So once again, you guys brought us a big check, right?
We did. So, you know, driving over today, listening to your show, and I heard all the details, and now that Skip is going to be matching. Now, we can't break ours up into, you know, a couple of 500.
Ah, but, go ahead. We don't mind.
I know last year we were blessed that we got involved, and this year we wanted to raise it another $250. So we're going to give you a $1,250 to get you a little
bit
closer.
Buddy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mark and Neil Gelman, yeah.
Very nice.
And Skip, that will be another $500. So $1,750.
Similar to Skip's neck tingling.
He just quit listening about 20 minutes. He goes, I'm out.
He's like, Gelman's.
So all you listeners, bring it over and let's hit your number. What number? You're going to hit 50 or?
Going for 50. I feel good about that. We're at 45 when we walk in the door. Now we're at 46,250. And we have a couple more to roll out here. I think we're going to hit 50 somewhere around 5 p.m. And then we're just going to start piling it on after that. So reach out to the guys if you need them. Soldinmo.com. Mark and Neil Gelman. Thank you, boys. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having us. And tell the listeners, have a great holiday.
Yeah,
and
happy holidays to you guys.
We appreciate everything they do for us.
Thank you, guys. Quick break. Right back from Hardee's in the Valley. Everybody. Welcome back, guys. Few minutes past 4 p.m. DGS. We are here for another 2 hours at the Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley. So, man, you know, you have telethons and you have radiothons, and those things usually go on 24, 48 hours. We've been going on a month, and we started out at zero, like the week after Thanksgiving, and we partnered with Hardee's and Operation Food Search, and I'm very proud to say that we walked in the door with 45,000. We're going for 50,000, and we're going to be continuing to give you counts. We'll give you the next one around 4:30. You can add everything up, and hopefully we're going to hit 50,000 and then blow right through it. Tony, who started this whole thing with us, is here from Hardee's, and thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, guys, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great month.
It has been a lot of fun. It really has. Like, all of our promotions that we've done and all these in-stores and the lunches, and we always come back and talk about it on the show, just how nice the people are, not just our people, but how many times have we been at one of the Hardee's and the people behind the counter are like, hey, come back here, take a picture with us.
We're taking pictures,
really nice people.
And I know for me personally, it's kind of reacquainted me with Hardee's. I fell off 100%. Going for a while, and today's my fourth time being inside one this week. I've just been going and getting the chicken bowl for dinner because it's awesome, and it's been great to kind of like be reintroduced to the food.
Yeah,
so.
100%.
Welcome back home to Hardee's.
Yeah.
And the third pound burger.
Well, I got to get a burger with the chicken bowl.
Send her going, I
eat the burger on the way home, and then it's like it never happened. You know,
really, anything eaten in the car doesn't count. So.
I did love that. She's like, "You went to Hardee's again." I'm like, "Oh, what'd you get?" She goes, "Chicken bowl."
Yeah.
Pause. And cheeseburger.
Yeah, and some fries.
I didn't get a spork, so I had to use cheeseburger to top it up. So you guys have been doing this for how long with Operation Food Search?
Around 14 years. Wow. We've been with Judy.
That's fantastic. And you've been with Hardee's for how long now?
15.
Okay. So about the same amount of time.
We're together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it? Because I know like the burger wars. So when you, if someone came in from Venus and they had no idea what a Big Mac or a Whopper or a Hardee's is, how do you explain what you guys do as opposed to the competition?
So what we try to do is keep it all fresh, keep it all the quality from the food all the way from the freezer to the kitchen all the way through. And we really focus on that quality piece from the fresh produce to the chicken tenders. Everybody thinks we have chicken nuggets or whatever. We don't have that. We have chicken tenders, and really focus on that and really just high emphasis on quality, like you guys said, the service, the people, our team members, and then great quality, clean restaurants, and really just trying to execute that.
It's got to be frustrating when you guys go the extra mile on the product, on the food, and people don't realize that. Where they say like, "Oh yeah, chicken nuggets,"
right?
And you're like, "Nah,
no, we don't do that." Absolutely.
And
I was going to say,
you have a riot starting?
Well, yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's getting a little ugly out here. Just
those bastards from Steak and Shake make their way over here.
We'll show them. So
it's everyone Mark's ever insulted.
Oh my god!
I don't think we have a big enough parking lot for that. But
if they all gave a nickel,
we could go home early. $2 million. So.
No, I had no idea how this thing would go, and we've never done something like this where we were in 50 locations.
Yep.
With bumper stickers. And it just makes me feel special and cool that people wanted our bumper sticker.
Well, and you'd said that last year was done and 31,000 was collected, and Rachel will go along with this because we, you know, Dave decided to do it, and Dave loves to come up with numbers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times he just, and he, remember, he goes, we're going to do 50,000. We're all going, oh, God, we're going to do 40.
Yeah,
let's try 35. And I'll be damned, man, with the help of the listeners and stuff, we're rolling right at it, which is truly amazing.
Yeah, the amount of people that have been tweeting at me and Tony, especially, just tweeting their stickers, tweeting their Hardee's meal, saying, hey, I went through the drive-thru, I donated. That has been the brunt of the donations this entire time.
Good. Can you guys tell, looking at your bottom line for December?
Absolutely. I can't wait for next year. I mean, how much have we learned through this process the first year? Yeah. How many more beanies could
more
be sold, right? We could
more
be above 70,000 right now.
Well, I knew he was going to get into it and go crazy next year already.
Yeah, I'll have to come up with a new bumper sticker. I love this one. It's classic. It's iconic. I love that.
But each year, make it a collectible. So it's like 1 year that you do it, and then you got to collect them and stuff. Yeah. So.
Hey, speaking of the beanies, on break, Lindsay told me we had about 35 left. So if you're in the area, stop by and get one.
Yeah, okay. We started out with about 80, which is about three times more than what we usually bring to these deals. So don't feel like, oh, it's just going to be a wasted trip. You can get in. Like, the Valley is, you know, a lot of people out there, but it's still, it's not like 6-7 p.m. and Christmas shopping and stuff like that. Park in the parking lot if you have to. Park next door like a Canes or something and just run over here, get you something to eat. Go through the drive-thru and let them know, like, hey, I need to do this or that. We are also taking online donations, which you can find at OperationFoodSearch.org. It's also on Rachel's Twitter. It's on our Facebook, right?
Yes.
And everything that you donate online, up to $500, and everything that you donate here in the store, up to $500, our buddy Skip Weber from Weber Chevrolet and Weber Ford is going to match. So that's going to be sort of our last thing of the night to say, okay, here's how much you guys did, and Weber's going to write a check for X.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's going to put us on top.
Yeah.
And like, oh, boy, look at this guy.
Man. Shows up an hour late.
Yeah. You would hope he would dress up for the holidays, but he's just got his usual outfit on, so that's...
We only allow one Tony per segment, so...
What are you guys doing here? You just stopped by to get dinner.
What a coincidence.
Just on my way home, Chesterfield, right on the way...
That's it.
From downtown to Florissant.
Thought I could avoid these guys in the Valley.
Well, here's the man to talk to. You want a Hardee's in Florissant. This guy could have
one. You want a Hardee's in Florissant.
Like, you know, what, 3-4 weeks you have one out there?
We want a Hardee's in Florissant, too.
We're ready. Believe me, we are ready.
Well, Tony's going to be the next mayor.
He's the next
mayor. I was going to say, this can be, like, on the ticket.
Yeah.
This is your big issue. Yeah. Bring a Hardee's to Florissant.
You're already going to build a wall between you and Hazelwood.
And Hazelwood's paying for it.
Yeah.
So that's an important thing.
Build a Hardee's in between.
Or we're going to shut down the Florissant government.
Yeah, just have a Hardee's right on the border.
That's it. You can't go by it past.
That's right.
I'll meet you at the Hardee's.
How's everybody going? How's it going here today? Everybody all right?
Everything's good so far.
Yeah.
Good.
It was. Yep.
You look good, Mark.
What can I say? I have. No, I can't.
He's keeping it classy.
You missed our super fan Ellie DeJulio.
Oh man!
All the way from Canada.
All the way from Canada.
And they were. It was a little shaky again. I sat down and talked to him, and they're feeling good. They're going to Kansas City. I saved yet another marriage.
What's that?
Did she get a beanie?
She did.
All right.
Yeah, there's
come
beanies
from Canada
left.
And not get a beanie.
Yeah.
Duke. Here, I want to give you this now because I don't want to hold on to it any longer. I don't feel comfortable.
This is just since the start of the show. So since the start of the show, we've raised $2,904, including the online donation. So thank you to everybody who's been hitting that. On site today, $2,904 in an hour. That's crazy.
Skip's going to be crapping his pants.
Oh, he's so upset. So upset.
That's where the milk dud right there.
This is from the Colombo family who I think I told you, I think we talked about this on the air. My wife is, her thing with Christmas is, instead of like the $10 crappy toy that our kids are going to play with once on Christmas Day and then throw away, why don't we do more of this like charity stuff, adopt a family, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So long ago, I never told any of you guys this, but when this whole thing kicked off, her and I talked about it. We were like, what do we want to do this year? Do we want to adopt a family? Do we want to da-da-da? And we said, let's just give the money this year to Operation Food Search and Dave. So that's from the Colombo family
really
right there.
Sweet.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, wow, not too shabby either.
Look at you guys.
That's a donation.
Skip's going to be so
I went up. I intentionally went one higher than Skip's so he didn't have to.
Oh, that's great.
See what I did?
I was like, I'm not going to say what the deal. Oh, okay.
I love it.
We're saying it.
Can I say how much it is?
$500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice.
Although it looks here like Christine tried to
she
get
put
rid
a one
of
on
zero
it.
There.
It's 501.
Yeah. She
501.
May try to screw with it a little
really?
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way the bank can't cash it. Yeah. So
they do it well.
I was going to say, that news gig is paying pretty damn good money.
How mad are you now that you didn't go for that job?
Really? What did I?
Like, what a sucker taking the news job.
Yeah. You know what it would be a good time for now would be a Hollywood news segment. Right?
It would be.
Yes.
Yeah.
If only we had a special DGS Hollywood correspondent.
Oh, there she is. Paying no attention to us.
She's not paying attention at all.
For the love of God. Always a producer, never a talent. Tony Quinn, Beaner, sit there and give
us
a... Yeah,
for sure. Here.
Over. Oh, two Tonys.
It's two Tonys.
Do you know Tony wants to make the sacrifice? Yep.
I need to go get a soda. So
all right.
It's been a long drive from Florissant.
All right, I'll stay.
Hi, guys. You
take this. Hi, Beaner.
Hi.
You go here.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
What was your latest project?
The Disney holiday specials.
Okay.
So our latest show is going to be on Christmas Day on ABC. Mm-hmm. This is not a commercial. At 10 a.m. And it's the Christmas parade. So we did the primetime special, which was on the 29th, and it's just musical performances. Yeah. We shot at both Disney parks. And
did you work with Jay Hatcher?
No.
He's the head of Disney Entertainment for those kind of things?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
He could be lying to me this
whole
time.
Yeah, it's true. He just kind of made it up stuff. Yeah.
Maybe.
He gets me free tickets
He's
anyway.
He's like, I know everyone at the parks.
Yeah, yeah.
Mickey, Minnie.
And it's amazing that she's working with Disney, and that's my impression.
Oh, my goodness. Is that how you got the job?
Yep. She didn't realize that.
I'm beginning to understand why I embarrass Phoebe now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Beaner's face as she doesn't know quite what her dad's going to do, but...
The one impression that I do?
What?
Mickey?
No.
Yes.
No, don't do it.
Yes.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I've never seen it.
Mickey Mouse?
Okay.
No, Mickey Dolenz.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's how you got the job.
Just get ready to be humiliated.
You know. Ready? Hello, Pluto? Oh, come on. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Wow. I'm so glad you've never done that.
Yeah, well.
Woof.
The good news is you now have enough to put him away.
So. I'll be institutionalized by the end of the night.
You can get to that close fortune sooner than you thought.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
You guys, it was so awesome. Danielle, who tweets at us all the time, is a friend of the show. I was talking to Caitlin, and she walked up behind her, and her eyes got all big, and she points at her. She's like, is that Peter? Yes.
So tell us some things about your dad that he would want us to know. Anything at all.
I feel like you know most of it.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know, he's cheap.
Yeah.
You know, he eats a lot of... like stupid candy.
You know, Christmas isn't here yet, you know, so it's
he's really nice. We
can take those gifts back.
You're
so,
gonna have a heck of a funeral one of these days.
Yeah.
Boy, absolutely. he sure liked butterscotch.
He loved his
lots
stupid
of butterscotch.
Candy.
He watches a lot of Access TV.
Yeah.
He watches a lot of concerts.
Yep.
He thinks about getting rid of cable every other day.
Yeah,
we've had a couple conversations about
too
that.
Too much, yeah. So now you're gonna work the Grammys again?
Mm-hmm.
When does that start?
28th for me, but the show I think is on the 10th, February 10th.
Yeah.
So.
And who are the big names this year?
Not a clue.
Okay. There you go. Just like your dad. Not a clue.
What's the
got to do a Google.
What's the word on the street, the vibe about the Oscars in the industry out there?
Not sure. We're going to see what happens with the whole host shenanigan. That's been a whole thing, so I don't know what's happening. One of my friends just got hired to write on the show, and normally they know the host when they hire the writers, but this time they did the opposite, which is really interesting.
Wow, so, yeah. I guess I didn't realize they hadn't replaced Kevin Hart yet. That seems like a long time
to leave that open-ended.
Well, there'd been some talk that they were going to do it without, you know, which they've done some shows before, and they just have different people come out and introduce them, but that'd be
they have to have a host. I don't know if they've ever not had a host. They've had two hosts and it hasn't gone well, but I don't know. We'll
and
see. It's
you're not working on it this year?
No.
Oh, we don't care. Okay. That?
Screw those guys.
Yeah, who cares?
Beaner and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
What are the chances we can get your mom on the air?
Low.
Really?
Really low.
Yeah, I tried. She shut me down pretty quick.
What if we promise that he'll do that impression again?
Oh, my God.
She's probably in the car driving home as we speak. Rapidly.
She likes to be an enigma, you know? She's like a mystery, you know, fern just floating around.
So how young were you when you kind of put together that your dad was sort of famous?
probably in grade school when my friend's dads would see me and be like, oh, Beaner. And I'm like, why are they calling me that? Yeah, I'd say like grade school and then high school, you know, then they'll be like, same with the dads. Just, yeah. Oh, I heard your dad say this on the
radio
today.
How long did
today.
It take you to like embrace it as, oh, this is kind of cool, as opposed to, dad, don't do your Mickey Mouse imitation?
Probably college.
Oh, wow, nice.
Because in high school, I had a few embarrassing stories that he would like to tell the radio. And then, of course, the next day, my friends would come to school and be like, oh, my God, my dad told me this happened to you and blah, blah. And I'm like, cool, thanks.
How is he with young gentlemen quarters?
Ooh.
Well, that's one of the, I don't know if I told, the greatest story of all time. Going out with the guy, living in the neighborhood. Guy's going to come over and pick her up. Hadn't been to her house before. She's waiting for this guy to come and pick her up. What were you like?
I was a junior.
Junior in high school?
Yeah.
And was waiting, and she's like, where is this guy? And I think this guy ain't showing. And all of a sudden, she looks out the window, and the guy is at the neighbor's house. He went to the wrong house. So he walked in, knocked on the door. That girl, Nicole, was her? Mm-hmm. Nicole was waiting for a date that her parents had never seen before. So the guy's like, hi, I'm here for the date. Walks inside, and parents are talking to him and all that. And all of a sudden, Nicole walks down the steps, and the guy looks at her and is like, who the hell are you? And then realize it. So she dated some real intellectual guys at that point. So,
well, you know where he went to school.
Don't you say.
Vianney.
Nice. Nice.
So,
the future Hall of Famer.
Future greaser.
Well, come on by. We are at Hardee's in the Valley. We're here until 6 p.m. We're doing really, really well, thanks to the donation from the Colombo Foundation. So Skip needs to write a check so far for $2,904. So let's try to get that up to at least $3,000. You can do it by coming by here, getting a beanie, getting a T-shirt, getting a sticker, putting money into the bucket, or going online, which you can find at Rachel's Twitter or on our Facebook or at OperationFoodSearch.org. Anything up to and including $500, which is why Tony made it for $501. Skip will write a check and match it, and I'm feeling really good about us getting to 50.
Yes. And normally, like I said, normally at this time of the broadcast, we are all out of beanies. But we came in with like three times what we normally have. We still have some T-shirts left. So if you've tried, and we've had people show up at different Hardee's and get shut down, now's the time to run on out here and take care of it and grab something. Perfect holiday gift. What you're getting for Christmas after those remarks, young lady. So,
Tony, thanks again so much for partnering with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for
Thank you, guys. And don't forget, we still have through tonight with Hardee. So go to your local Hardee's, get dinner. I was in Mid Rivers on Tuesday. Two guys back to back, won $50 straight cash and $20 the next guy.
Wow.
So,
that is such an excellent point. We're finished at 6 p.m., but you're not finished at 6 p.m.
Correct.
Yeah. So just keep on going to Hardee's and keep on giving, and we'll feed as many people as we can through Operation Food Search. Quick break, right back, DGS. Welcome back, guys, DGS. Boy, it's fun adding up big numbers. We got a little rolling tally going over here. Someone should let Skip Weber know that so far he owes us $2,900.
Love that. Love it.
And we're literally officially halfway through.
We're going to talk to him at 5:08 so we can just break the news.
Okay. Sounds good.
On the air.
So, so we're here at Hardee's in the Valley for our big final push for Operation Food Search. We want to get to 50,000 bucks. We walked in the door with 45. We've had the Gelman team brought us a check for $500. $1,250. And then we had another very nice lady. I don't know if she wants me to say her name, but she and her husband both gave $500 this year and last year. The Tony Colombo Foundation gave another $500. And my friend Ted Lebig, who I've been telling you guys about, the gentleman who I met over at St. Louis Wine Market, probably going to walk over there after I'm done with this and have a drink with him. He owns a company here in the Chesterfield Valley that does quartz and granite countertops and sells to like affordable kitchens and baths and such. He's the guy that did 400 missions in Vietnam,
right?
And then worked for the CIA. And he dropped by a check for $1,000.
Speaking of affordable, did we mention them in the?
Yes.
Okay.
They gave us a check for $250.
Very nice.
There you go.
It's all adding up.
It's good.
Towards 50.
You can also give online by going to OperationFoodSearch.org. They have a link.
Go to my Twitter page. I have the link up there. We also have the link up on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page.
Good, good.
This is uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable for us.
Yeah. You should be on the other side.
I wish you got pulled over on the way here.
I thought about going to Hardee's.
Yeah.
I thought about that.
Yep.
Once they find out you're from Florissant and dressed like that.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Oh, do we have Dave Murray?
I don't know.
We do.
Dave, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those.
Hey, how about that?
There we go.
A little bit better.
A scream into the mic.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Dave, it's kind of gray but dry out here. Is this what we're looking at?
Yeah, it's a quiet weekend for the most part. Actually, tomorrow, after a cold start, it's going to be a pretty afternoon. Partly sunny skies, 49-50 for the high. Can't complain about that for a lot of activities going on. Quiet on Saturday night. Now, Sunday morning, there might be a couple of snow flurries here and there. Very spotty, very limited. Sun should come back out mid to late afternoon on Sunday, and it's a little bit colder, 40 to 45, though that's still not too rough. Monday overall is a quiet day, still a chance. It's not much, but there could be a couple of snow flurries, mood-setting snow flurries around late Christmas Eve and early Christmas morning. But Christmas Day is going to be about 49-50 for the high.
That's perfect.
Is that mood snow, Dave?
That's mood snow. That's definitely mood snow.
Ooh. So, Dave, we're probably hitting the winter solstice just about now, right?
Yeah, almost, very, very close.
That's great.
Give or take a couple of minutes.
Beautiful moon tonight, right?
The full moon is actually overnight tonight. It falls on Saturday, but it will be a full moon Saturday night, too. Should be spectacular.
Beautiful. And a lot of people will have at least a few days off next week in general. Which way are we looking after Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas, Monday, Tuesday, relatively quiet days. Wednesday, I think, is quiet. There's going to be a large storm system lifting out of the southwest come late Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be a really slow mover. I think whatever we see is going to be mainly in the form of rain. It's going to cause some real travel problems across the country, but for a lot of the country, it will be rain, but there's going to be some heavy snow across the upper Midwest and maybe the western Great Lakes a little later on into next week as we get a little closer to New Year's. But the pattern,
Dave,
is going to get quite active.
What about that? I'm so selfish and provincial. I only think about, you know, St. Louis and Illinois, but a lot of people are getting in their cars tonight, tomorrow, and they're driving to grandma's house, taking flights out. How bad is weather nationally?
Yeah, nationally, in the midsection of the country, it's not bad at all. There's a lot of rain along the East Coast. That's really slowing things down. That will end as a kind of a band of snow, but that snow is going to be across upstate New York and northern New England, so it's not going to affect any major airports anyway. And the Northwest, though it's fairly quiet right now, will get very active once again in the next couple of days, mainly wind, rain, and mountain snows.
Cool, brother. We're going to talk politics, so we'll let you go so you don't get in trouble.
Oh, good. I don't want to get dragged into that. Merry Christmas to everybody there.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Love working with you guys.
Aw.
I think he said that as he ran away.
Yeah, as he went to his next radio station. Yeah.
And I quit.
Everyone say hello to Speaker Tim Jones. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, everybody.
Good to see you, pal.
Yeah. Dave Murray, man. I got a man crush on Dave Murray. You know.
Yeah, get in line.
Yeah, I know. Behind you. I know.
Now he's got a beard. So now he's like bad boy Dave Murray.
Oh, he has a beard
now?
Oh,
yeah. Hold on. I'll pull it
up. Sure. This is like the I don't care anymore beard. He's just grown it.
He's had a beard for years named Janice. So.
Yeah. Ouch.
Oh, boy. So it's up to you to wrap up the year for us politically.
I've got something for you first.
Okay.
I have another $500 for Operation Food Search.
Look at
thank
that.
You very much.
There you go. That's awesome.
And it's all in $1 bills.
It is. Yeah. It is. Don't ask me where I got that.
Yeah. Smell funny.
Brooklyn.
So
here he is.
Oh, that's Dave Murray?
That's Dave Murray with his castaway beard.
Kind of looks like he's in a cabin somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all kinds of illicit things.
God, you do have it bad.
Wow.
All right, so let's...
Where do we start, Dave, right?
No, I mean, kidding. Well, kind of give us the year in retrospective the best you can. What was good, what was bad?
So I think we have completely and fully entered two parallel universes in the United States of America, right? If you talk to any of your small business sponsors, Dave, which I know you do all the time, you're probably hearing from them that they had a pretty good year, right? They've had a pretty good 2 years. They have, many of them have talked about adding to their businesses. They have increased wages. They're paying bonuses. They're building new buildings. They're adding additions. And so that's the one world, you know, the one America we live in. The other America is that everything's going to hell in a handbasket. There's a horrible person in the White House. The Republic is going to crash and burn any minute now. The Russians will take over and Putin will be our president next year for life. You know, I mean, that's kind of the two different worlds to live in. The truth, as you know, as someone who you always have your pulse on, like, that great middle of America. And they're like, you know, I don't really like what's necessarily going on in the White House, but on the other hand, I have more money in my paycheck. Maybe I got a raise. Maybe I'm able to. You're hearing all these stories now of people ghosting at work and stuff because they're jumping to new employers and stuff because it's really easy to do now. So I think it's the story of the full division of the two Americas this year is kind of where we end up.
My worry.
And whoever can tell the story the best will win in 2020.
Yeah, kind of like a Rorschach. It's like being a lawyer, it's a case where both sides can make a good final argument, right?
Absolutely.
Here's my worry. As someone who voted for the president, thinks he's, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but supports him and thinks he's done a lot of great things, I'm worried that he's peaking. You know, this Syria thing has me worried, and the economy, everyone's throwing up red flags, and I haven't looked at my 401k in a month because it'll make me cry. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I think the other shoe to drop, and this shoe has been dangling in the air now for over 2 years, is the Mueller investigation.
Yeah.
And so if Mueller ends up delivering a big, you know, wah, wah, and there's nothing, if he basically says what Comey did about Clinton, a lot to suspect here, a lot of smoke, but no indictment, no real charges, really can't make a case, can't indict a sitting president. There is no such thing as collusion. I just really don't like the guy, but I really don't know what to do with him. That really destroys this massive hot air balloon that the left has blown up over the last few years. So I think that's a big key number. If they can't deliver anything on Mueller against Trump, Trump looks like a genius and looks like he's been right about everything, and everything the left has been trying to tip up, you know, completely falls over and crashes and burns. If he has something there, it's kind of the opposite. But there was a great article in National Review this week, which is not always a fan of the president, right? National Review tends to be your traditional conservative Republican publication. But they said basically, you know, when you don't have collusion and you don't have obstruction, there's always Stormy Daniels. And that's what I kind of see here. They keep bouncing to something, again, that is probably not a criminal offense, a campaign finance violation. Barack Obama had 2 million of those. You know, he was fined $2 million, worked it down to about $30,000, paid it off. The media didn't have a fit. So the media really also, the large liberal media, I think really, I hate to call them the enemy of the people, but I keep looking for stories where they're happy about America these days. And those are really hard to find. So they don't seem to find a silver lining in anything that's going on, despite the fact we have some of the best economic indicators our country's had in 50 or 60 years.
I have a serious political question.
Okay.
Do I look like a guy who's got serious questions?
My right eye is having seizures because of what's going on over here.
All day today, we were watching the Senate just hold this vote open about, I think it was just the procedural vote to go and vote again on the border wall. Has that vote ever come in? Have we seen the results of it? And even if we haven't yet, can you sort of look in the crystal ball and is the president going to get his wish of border funding, or are we looking at a long shutdown?
Yeah, so as I was pulling in here, I was flipping back and forth. Every time you guys went to commercial, I tuned in the Big Fox, you know, to try to figure out what was going on, back and forth. As I pulled in, so this is the latest breaking news on this, Jeff Flake has basically, you know, boy, that guy personifies his name, doesn't he, like anybody? He's changed his mind again, and he's going to allow the debate to move forward now. So they're not going to table the motion. They're going to allow the debate to start. You know, this is why people can't stand Congress. They have to decide to decide to decide, you know. So they're going to let the debate go forward.
Why is he controlling this?
Because he has nothing to lose at this point. Right now, remember, they haven't, the new senators from the last election are not there yet. So we're 51. Still under 51.
Yeah.
So if Flake goes funny,
gotcha.
What's her name? Murkowski,
Collins.
Rand Paul, they will all control everything right now. So Flake has said, okay, I'll let the debate go forward. Oh, how nice of you.
He's loving it. He's loving all the attention.
He's on the Senate floor. You know, usually what happens, I've been up there before and sat in the galleries. The Senate floor is empty most of the time, right. 99% of the time. Somebody comes in, they have all their staff, and they're bringing all their props in there, and they're talking to nobody except C-SPAN. to get sound clips for later. Flake has been camped out on the Senate floor all day long. He's loving every last minute of this. So the latest prediction is they're going to allow this to go forward. They're going to put back in the $1.6 billion that the Senate originally stripped out earlier in the week. And the thought is they're going to offer that to the president and see if that's a compromise position that gets them.
So we would fund the government and we'd get $1.6 billion toward the wall.
And he's posted a new picture. You'll love this. You'll want to pull this up. The president's posted a new picture of what the wall looks like. It's the steel slats.
Yeah.
It looks like something out of Fort Yukon or something.
You know what I would do if I were him? I would take the deal and I would, as quickly as possible, build $1.6 billion worth of wall so that you can say, here it is. It's no longer conceptual. Here's what it is. Here's what it looks like. Here's why it works. I want more. Do you want more? Because I think we all, it's easier to think concretely and harder to say no to something as opposed to just the wall. I thought Nancy Pelosi quite brilliantly made it about Trump's ego.
Yes.
And if it's an actual physical thing that we can point to, I think that would be smart of him.
And here's what he can also do. He can declare, he has the bully. He has the, they all have bully pulpits. He's got the biggest bully pulpit. He can declare victory.
Yes.
He said, I'm building the wall now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he can declare victory. And, you know, something that the right, and we always argued about this in Jefferson City, the enemy being the perfect, you know, the don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. The Democrats have done this for a long time. They did it with Obamacare. They got it in statute. The incrementalism. He may not get his full $5 billion, but he can say, I'm getting started. They said I would never put a stake in the ground.
Yeah.
Well, here you go. It's an incremental victory towards the wall.
Yeah. Harder to stop something that's already started.
And then look what he can say. Tax cut, regulatory reform, two Supreme Court justices, prison reform, farm bill, and the wall. That's quite a bucket of...
Stick around for another segment with
us. I sure
can. Rach, we have another...
Yeah, we just got a $200 donation from Jeff Ballou. I hope I'm saying your name correctly. From Transitions.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Senior
Jeff.
Living Center. It's transitionsforseniorliving.com. He's a sponsor of the Mark Cox Show.
Awesome.
Yes. Very nice. Thank you.
Beautiful. So we're going to take a quick break. We are here at the Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley. We have a few beanies left and a couple of shirts left and lots of bumper stickers. We're so far, the last count we got, we'll get another one here soon. We were 2904 in the house today through cash donations, checks, and people online. If you can't make it out today or if you don't live anywhere near the Chesterfield Valley, please go online, give $1, $10, $100, $500, everything. Up to $500, including $500. Skip Weber is going to match, so he's going to have a really bad 5 o'clock hour. He'll have a hard time enjoying El Monster. Have a hard time sitting down, that's for sure. So, Rach, how do people find that?
They can go to my Twitter page, at RachelZ971. I have the link tweeted out there. It's also on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. That's probably the easiest way for everybody to find it. They can also just go to OperationFoodSearch.com and search for it, but it's on all of our socials. So
also need to give another big thanks to my buddy Ted Lebig, who gave $1,000. Tony and Christine, who gave $500. $1,250 from the Gelman team, the very nice family who I don't want to identify, $500, and then another $500. I forgot who that was, but it's $500. So come on by. We're just getting
from
started.
From Tim Jones?
That's Tim Jones.
That is from Tim Jones.
Yeah. He's sitting
the
with
guy
us.
Well,
it
didn't say Tim Jones on it.
It's one of my dark money
and of
packs.
Course.
it just says slush fund.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, slush fund.
Yeah.
So the Twitter people are obsessed
They give
with
us
this.
Those, Dave, when we're in Jeff City.
I've never seen a Bitcoin before. So.
And another thank you to Jeff Ballou.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS, couple minutes shy of 5 p.m. We are coming to you live from Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley. It's our final push for Operation Food Search. We're doing great. Just keep building the momentum. They are adding up the numbers now. Our good friend Skip Weber at Weber Chevy and Ford has very generously, as always, agreed to match everything that comes in today, in person and online. Our last count was 2,900. I think we're going to be far above that. I have people handing me hundreds of dollars in cash and writing checks. Speaker Tim Jones Foundation just wrote a big check. Tony Colombo just wrote a big check. So thanks to everyone who is on their way down. Now, are we out of beanies? Do we still have them?
We have nine beanies left.
Nine beanies.
And I just want to give a quick shout out to everyone who's come by. I mean, the beanies are $10, so that's all we're asking. The amount of people that Lindsay has told me have come by and given $50, $100 and said, yeah, hey, keep the change. It's for a
really
good cause.
Cool.
We have the greatest listeners ever.
Yeah. Really nice. Way better than Mark Cox's and Annie Fry's.
Way better.
Yeah, I mean, just, it's not
Tim
even,
Jones has some pretty good ones.
Oh, Tim's great. Yeah, because he's sitting right here, so.
But those two,
yeah, I mean,
I can speak to it personally. It's true.
No, thank you to Mark and Annie. They've been really supportive.
Yes,
they've
for
been
sure.
Shouting it out, and
for
Annie
sure.
had me on the show
they've
yesterday.
They've been awesome.
So we have a couple minutes left here in this segment. Let's talk just specifically about Syria.
Yes.
Do you think the president right now is like, ah, crap, I really boned that one? Or is he...
I'm not so sure. So let me, I had the same reaction initially that you did. And then I'll name drop here. I talked to one of my friends who's a rear admiral today. So retired rear admiral. And
but just rear.
Yeah. Just rear.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Not forward. No. They made him watch the back of the bus. Yeah. Yeah. He had to handle the rudder.
That's
yeah,
it.
So he's a huge Trump guy, but he's also a very smart military fellow who literally has traveled the world. He was in the Asian theater when he was deployed, so he's been on the big boats in the tough, rough places. He was not a desk jockey, you know. He really he walked the walk. So I said to him, I said Admiral Chuck, I said same thing you did. I said, this is the first time in 2 years. This is really, there's been a couple things where I'm like, I wish he hadn't done that, this, the other thing, but this is the first one that kind of shook me a little bit. It kind of took me aback. And he said, look, Tim, let me pose the counter to you. How long do you want to stay there? Mm-hmm. For how many more years? How many more decades? 17 years in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And there's a country that before us, right? Charlie Wilson's war, the Russians were there for how many decades? They got gobbled up in those mountain passes and they lost. I mean, think about it. The Afghanis, the jihadis back then, the different iteration, defeated the Soviet Empire, you know, on donkeys and handheld, you know, RPGs. So the fact that we think we're going to tame that part of the world, I think, is very arrogant on our part. Now, you never like to pull out of something and create a... Here's where I don't understand what he's going to do to make them feel better. The issue with the Kurds, yeah, right? The Kurds are our blood brothers and sisters over there. They're great freedom fighters. A lot of Christians in that group. And they really want to make things better. And they rely on us. So I understand the idea of Rand Paul's argument of don't be the world's policeman, but do we stay forever? Is the question. So.
Very good. Quick break, right back. One more hour to go. We're done at 6 p.m. Hardee's is going to keep going, though. And obviously, Hardee's keeps going when it comes to the great food. I think Rach said it very well. Sometimes we can pass by a Hardee's to go somewhere else. And now that we're reacquainted with Hardee's, it's the only place we're going, not because they're such great partners, because the food's so fantastic.
I'm going to go get a chicken bowl and a chocolate shake and just have a night.
Yeah, they should make that the Rachel combo. Chicken bowl with a side of cheeseburger back.
Yeah.
Quick break, right back, guys. DGS. Welcome back, guys. DGS. We are coming to you live for one more hour from the Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley. This is really pushing me because I am bad at math, and you guys have given so much money that it's a whole lot of numbers to add up. Every year, Skip Weber, he's just the nicest guy. He truly is. Obviously, you've done very well with Weber Chevrolet and with Weber Ford, but I've never met a guy who spends his money more generously than Skip does. And Skip came to me about a week ago and said, hey, look, let's not say anything yet, but I want you to get to $50,000 for Operation Food Surge. And so whatever you bring in on that day,
yeah,
I'll match it.
Today. Yeah.
Even if it's like $3,000 or so. And I'm like, dude, you don't have to do that because we really might bring in $3,000. Mm-hmm. And he said, nope, I can do that. Don't worry about it. So Skip Weber joins us now. Hey, Skip.
Doing what's the total?
You ready for this?
$7 million. Are you ready to skip? $7 million came in.
So I told you that.
What would be my payments on that?
So I told you that we might raise as much as $3,000 here and online, yeah, and I was wrong. Mm. So far, we've raised $8,000.
Wow, that's great.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. Here, that's a, Dave, it's a testament not only to your listeners but to you and your team, because listeners could enjoy a show, and that's one thing, but they also do great things for good causes when you ask them to, and that's because they like you, they trust you, they know if you vetted the charity that's going to be a good cause. I heard you interview the director of it. It's a wonderful cause. I've been to this final day of several times with you. Last year we did it, and like Mark said, anytime. All you got to do is listen to one person come up and say, I'm donating this year because this basically saved my life a couple of years ago. Those stories, yeah. It's a wonderful cause. It's the greatest. We live in the greatest country on the planet, and yet there's still hunger locally. And we can do something about that.
So what do you want to do about this $8,000 figure?
I'll give you a check for $8,000.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Amazing. Amazing.
I'm just not going to pay my ad bills for a couple months. Okay?
Other than that, fair enough.
Got to come from somewhere.
Fair enough.
No, but so, now, have you told anybody about the other thing that I told you this morning?
I have not. I'm going to let you do that.
So I'm fortunate enough to be on the board of the St. Louis Auto Dealers, and that's not just Chevy dealers or Ford dealers. It's all the dealers. Every dealership, I believe every dealership in St. Louis is a member. It's optional, but they all are members. We do have a charitable foundation from a lot of the fundraising we do, and we talked about it, and we have decided that this cause is so good that the St. Louis Auto Dealers Association is going to donate a check for $5,000.
Holy cow! Very nice.
Wow.
All right, so let me do some quick figuring. We walked in the door with 45,000.
Mm-hmm.
So 5,000 from the Auto Association brings us up to 50.
Mm-hmm.
$8,000 through the door so far, matched by Skip Weber, brings us to a grand total of right around $67,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
We just got another $1,000 donation from Diane Droney. She's an early childhood coordinator for parents as teachers at Riverview Garden. $1,000.
Wow. Thank you so much. Yeah. We're real close to hitting $70,000.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Man, oh man.
That's
not
amazing.
Not only are you going to eclipse the record up to this year, you're going to beat it by what, 120% or something like
yeah.
that. You're
going to
more than double
yeah.
it. Holy cow.
And just wait till we're going to talk to Frank Cusimano next. Just imagine the check he's going to write.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
This is about to get crazy.
It's going to be nuts, right?
Yeah.
Well, Skip, we can't thank you enough for your sponsorship of everything and your friendship and just your gigantic heart. So once again, you made this whole deal, and we can't thank you enough.
Oh, no, you made the deal. You made the deal. You guys make the deal. I love doing it. I love being a part of the show on the one day a week, and it's really a blessing to our company too. And I'm just here. Your listeners are. I really think it's true. Your listeners are the best people in the city. This proves it. I mean, other stations raised $30,000. Your listeners raised $70,000.
It's so great.
Crazy.
All right, Skip. Go have fun at El Monstero, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
All right. One more
thanks,
hand
Skip.
For Skip.
Thank you, Skip. You're the man. Andrew just texted me and said Frank Cusimano hung up. So
that's a good move on Frank's part.
He heard that number and ran.
Frank, are you there?
I need a loan from Mark Close. That's what I need.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. He's just such an unbelievable guy. I've known him for a long time. He's the best.
So I not only want to hear about what's going on in sports this weekend, but mm-hmm. if you could kind of give us like a retrospective of 2018, the big stories.
I think there's a couple. Number one, the PGA Championship, when we house, you know, one of the best golf tournaments in the world down Ladue Road with Tiger Woods making an incredible run and almost winning it, and you know, incredible crowds. Sporting events can't get any bigger than that. And the fact here at the end of 2018, we're on the cusp of bringing another professional sports league to St. Louis with the MLS. You know, last time we had a female owner in St. Louis, they brought the NFL. And now we may have another female owner, and she may bring the MLS. So one huge story that already happened and one, I think, about to happen.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Frank, every time we've talked to you this offseason about the Cardinals and, you know, they make the move for Goldschmidt and they've made a couple other moves here and there, and we've always asked you, are they done? And you said, no, They have to address the bullpen. They're going to bolster the bullpen. And today, talk about the move that the Cardinals made. And did they finally fill that last hole? Did they plug that last hole they needed to do in the offseason?
Well, I think they did. Andrew Miller, for our audience, is when this guy is right, there's nobody that's been more unhittable for a stretch in Major League Baseball. Think about this. In the last 5 years, only one reliever has a lower whip. I mean, we're talking about an ALCS MVP, a two-time All-Star, who in postseason strikes out one out of every two hitters he's faced. Now, granted, he's 33 years old. Granted, he had an injury plague offseason last year. But a 28-year-old Mariano Rivera was not available. They needed a lefty. They got him. And they got him at a good price, $25 million for 2 years. And then the last part of the contract is, if he meets incentives, then the third year will kick in. And I credit John Mozeliak for being creative, because most teams only wanted to go 2 years. Mo said, we'll go a third if you meet the incentives the first 2 years.
Frank, I just, right before talking to you, saw this big move that the Dodgers made. They basically traded their whole team for nothing. Is that them making room for Bryce Harper?
I think so. I mean, they traded two guys that have played right field in Kemp and Yasiel Puig. And we all know that that's Bryce Harper's position. I think it also really helps the Reds, makes them a little bit more dangerous than we think, because Puig and Kemp was really good last year. I mean, they could really make them a good team right away, but they're clearing salary and trying to make room and maybe making a splash with Bryce.
Gotcha. Anything with the Blues to talk about?
Oh, gosh, it's just unbelievable. I mean, they had this great game in Edmonton where they hold, you know, Connor McDavid to one shot the entire game. They win the game. They allow six shots. And you think, you know what? They got a chance to go to Vancouver and make it 5 out of 7, and then they lay another egg. So it's like a Stephen Hawking theory. You just can't figure out the Blues at all.
Anything else?
That should do it.
All righty.
Hey, Frank, how did you end up in DGS League? This is a legit question. I don't know.
I got beat in the semis, and I blame it on that Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, right? He really let you down. All right, buddy. We appreciate it. Thanks, Frank. Have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
See you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, I want to give another shout-out here. My Fox Pop partner and very good friend, Scott Rutledge, and his beautiful wife, Carla, just popped in, spent 60 seconds handing me a check for $1,000.
Wow.
Awesome. Very nice.
We are so close
right
to
$70,000.
All right, so you guys can do it. We still have 3 more segments left. Mm-hmm. We're here until 6 p.m. So if you come by the Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley and bring some cash. Do we have beanies, or are we done?
We are done with beanies.
Do we have t-shirts?
We have no t-shirts. If you're coming down at this point, it's to get some delicious food from Hardee's and to give out of the kindness of your heart.
Ray, she said he was bad at math, so he can't hold it against him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you always...
what did I say?
Three segments left.
Yeah, we have 3 seconds in the hour. He did the same thing when he hosted Kill Me. He's like, all right, 4 segments. That's what we do. I'm like, no, we do 3.
Well, I'm doing 3 seconds. Yeah. So you guys can divide it any way you want to do it. No, come down. Be a part of this. Bring the kids. What a great teaching moment to explain why you're going in and watching these weird people and you're going into a Hardee's and writing a check or giving cash. We are just under $70,000. The goal should have been 40, but as these guys, Mark said, I always, you know, say we're going to do more than we really can.
Yeah.
And then I had a real good idea that we're going to hit 50, and now we're at about 68. So we just have to hit 70. Nice round number on behalf of the DGS audience. Quick break, right back. Come see us at Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley. Welcome back, guys. DGS 526 coming to you live from the Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley. We've been talking about this now for weeks. So here's the deal. When these guys came to us and said, we'd like to partner with you, and we've partnered with other radio stations before, and we've raised as much as $31,000, which sounded like an enormous amount of money to me. And the last thing I want to do is take it from another radio station and raise 8, right? And so I said, okay, we're going to do 40. And then on the air, I heard myself say, we're going to do 50. And the guys kind of looked at me, because that's kind of what I do. And then I was telling the guys on my show privately, I think we have a shot at 60. And we're now about $1,000 away from 70. So we just had some more people drop off checks. We had John and Nancy drop off a check for $100. And we had Tanya and Jeff drop off a check for $1,000. These guys just walked in, dropped off a check, and took off.
Here's another check.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
How are you, man? Thank you very much. Thanks to Ronnie and Jennifer. Man, just keep these things coming. Yeah, I'm just going to add, I'm gonna add a zero to this, and we're done.
Yeah.
And count it.
Yeah.
And done.
We just raised $118,000. Thank you, man.
No, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Yep. All right, so we have another 30 minutes left.
Yeah.
We're going to keep getting the rolling updates and see how far we can take this thing.
Yep.
You got a corner?
Absolutely. In fact, somebody from Jerseyville, Illinois is here. They came to hear
the show. They came to hear
No, they came.
They come to hear the show.
They said they came to see me.
They're lying to somebody. So it's brought to you by Schnucks. Get all your holiday shopping done at Schnucks, and make sure you hook up with the app and save lots of money. All right, this is going to be a request that's going out. Maybe you've heard this story, maybe not. I'm going to give you a little bit of information. This is a plea, a shout out to Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Mariah Carey.
Another one.
Yep.
She's definitely listening.
Oh, I'm sure she is. Her big song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Okay? Since that song came out in 1994, she has made $60 million on that one song.
Wow.
$60 million. And I'm sure Mariah needs it. Yeah, there's payments. There's house payments. Things that got to be done.
Lawsuits for showing her stuff to bodyguards.
That's exactly right. But the strange part about it is it's co-written by another guy, and she won't give any credit to this guy. She keeps walking out. In fact, a couple of people, she said she wrote it.
Did he get the money?
Yeah, she's definitely getting the money because his name is on the song.
Mm-hmm.
But they interviewed her, and she's like, I wrote it when I was 12 years old. Mariah, 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 what are you doing? Come on. The guy is a music producer named Walter, and I can't pronounce his last name. He co-wrote it, so he's probably picked up like $30 million on this deal. But it's just so weird that she goes out in front of everybody and says she wrote it. And the guy's like, no, I kind of co-wrote it with you. So, Mariah, during the holiday season, come on. I think it'd be generous of you to...
This is close to the corner?
It's part of it.
We'll send this over to her people, and I'm sure it'll sway her.
Talk to her peeps
and
see if we can get it down.
It'll solve the problem.
You're going to ruin her Christmas.
Has it been worth the drive?
Yeah. Say that?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Hey, Mark's people. Hell, yeah. Sure, Mark, you say anything you want. We'll go along with it.
Those Jerseyville people, you got to love them.
By the way, we just talked to a guy. He may still be in the room, who said he saw your band play and introduced himself to you.
Uh-huh.
And then after your band was done and everything was packed up, you found him.
Uh-huh.
You tore out a piece of notebook paper, wrote down your cell phone number, and said, why don't you come in and see the show sometime?
Absolutely.
This is getting to be kind of a Me Too thing now.
Well, but it's just... but it.
And he said, I didn't feel like I should do that. That feels... like unprofessional. I can't just show up at a radio station. So he censored himself.
Yeah, but he's not. He's been invited. He's been invited by one of the.
Then he said, "You followed him to his car and said, what is that? Cheeto dust in your fingers?
Can I have a lick?
You got $50. We could work something out.
What's the most Doritos you can eat?
Again, somebody was here earlier, walked up, introduced himself, and said, I'm one of your customers. Mm-hmm. Which is what these people are.
It's all taken off now.
They are customers, as listeners, customers. And again,
you know what we should do? We, in honor of your whole theory, we should do the Mark Close calendar and give it out to our customers.
Oh, yeah, like a little pocket schedule?
Sure. Different picture. For
a planner of your own. That would be so... Dude, I want one.
The Mark Close planner.
Of course you do. Let me see what I can do for you. I'll try and work that out, but I'm all about it.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Yeah.
You have a different quote each day?
Yep. And
if you come walking in my yard without saying Happy Halloween, I'm going to waste you.
I'm going to waste you.
300 of the days are just don't sweat
the
small
stuff. I always
look
at the biggest banana.
Yep. And then everybody who buys one gets invited down to the studio. I like it. What do we print? A couple hundred thousand to work out well. The other thing I want to mention, too, is my daughter Bina was here earlier. Mm-hmm. Patience, very important this time of year. And the reason I bring it up is that people are driving around. It's pretty crazy out there. There's a lot of traffic. And to show you what we've come to expect and what we get nuts about, she flew home from L.A., all right? So now she's flying 2,000 miles, takes 4.5 hours. She's going 500 miles an hour in a tube through the air.
In the sky.
In the sky, 500 miles an hour. And they couldn't get internet service on the plane, and she said people were starting to lose their mind. Over internet service.
The people from Jerseyville are amazed. They've never heard of this air travel before.
I know. It's just
It took them 3 days to get here.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I've never had internet on a plane before. Maybe I just take really cheap flights.
We won't say anymore. But it's, think about it. It's you're going through the air.
He's like, yeah, because you're poor.
You're traveling 500 miles an hour.
Mark. It's okay.
Which would take forever and ever.
You're right. I am poor.
I still want your planner.
This is such great advice.
And you start bitching and moaning about you're not getting internet service. That's insane. It's like...
Yeah, you know, it is insane.
You don't want... Okay, get in your car, you know,
and
drive.
Are you doing Louis C.K. stand-up routine right now?
He kind of is, but no. I'm with him.
I got it right here.
I agree with you. Okay. We are way too impatient. We're used to getting exactly what we want right when we want it.
Yes.
And I feel like when I was a little kid, I didn't have that luxury. I had to be patient. I had to wait. And now as an adult, I have all this anxiety built up because I'm like, why am I not getting what I want? I'm so used to getting what I want.
For example,
and we don't know how to handle it.
We want
anymore.
A Hardee's chicken bowl and a cheeseburger.
Yeah. I know. And just get both. Eat one on the way home.
Absolutely.
Who cares? I have no self-control.
Tied her over. But you're absolutely... Google. You've used Google before?
A time or two.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So you go to your computer...
You do realize Google's different than Pornhub, right?
But don't you go... What? Oh. So anyway, you go to Google and you type in and you write down, what is the address for Pornhub? And it takes... You punch it in, and then it takes... It takes 30 seconds, and what happens?
30
Pornhub
seconds?
Pornhub shows up for you.
No.
What Google are you using that takes 30 seconds?
Yeah, no
seconds?
Kidding.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it'll take...
because there's kids here.
It'll take... it'll take... It takes 15, 20 seconds, and what happens?
15, 20? It takes like a millionth of a second.
Not all the time. Sometimes it takes a while, and then what happens if it takes a while, right, Tony?
No.
Okay. Why? If it takes a while, you get all ticked off. You're going and getting information from all over the world, and you don't get it in 15 seconds. What happens, Dave?
I don't know.
You lose your mind. You go crazy. Yeah. You punch it in, and you're like,
touching me.
Yep. You're welcome. You punch it in, and you don't get it instantly, Rachel.
It makes you anxious and mad.
Thank you.
You go, stupid computer.
Thank you. And it takes you.
You're just mad because no one's going to your MySpace anymore.
That's right. I was having such a good day.
Yeah. Mark still got dial-up.
Yeah. But patience is very, very important.
Don't sweat the small stuff like that.
Thank you
very
much.
Go ahead, Tony. Let him have it.
Thank you very much.
Let everyone see this live.
Go. He agrees. He won't admit to it, but you know that. If you're
no, that's what you do though. You just say things like
Did everyone?
You
knows.
Just say things like being next to water is beautiful, and everybody needs to be
running
next
water.
To water.
Running water.
I know, but.
And then all the Mark Close disciples
out
there.
Yeah, then everybody goes, oh my God, he's so right about everything.
They come from Jerseyville
nice
and miles around. It's...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but what
we're an impatient society.
Thank you. That's the first time he's ever agreed with me. No.
That's it?
What I'm saying
but that took me...
You got to let him take it a step further.
That took me 5 seconds to say.
I've got to go a step further.
That took me 5 seconds to say.
I know. Let me flesh it out. What's happening is this is the time of year where we should be more patient. We should have patience for the people that we're around. And I'm just kind of making stuff up as I go here.
I know,
I was
which
done
is
like
what,
10
that's what
ago.
You do every time.
Well, no, but it's
true. So
but you agree with me.
Yeah, because
okay,
you say
good.
Things
so
that are...
everybody agrees. And it's just, it's when I, sometimes, you know what it is? It's the little things that you forget about.
What do you get, a chicken bowl and I'm going to go
a chicken bowl and get the small cheeseburger.
Can you imagine?
It's just the right amount.
If little instead things, of being born in 1953, he was born the same year as Jesus. Can you imagine... They're both walking around Galilee at the same time
really?
And competing.
Oh, I could have won them over. There's no doubt about it. Do not sweat the small stuff. Absolutely.
People are leaving Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
Right.
They're following him around.
That's it.
Speaking of having the greatest listeners ever, we just had a lady walk in and hand me $70 cash. I'm sure she was just driving, listening, heard it, and thought, I'll give what I have. That's so incredible. Thank you so much.
Put it on the table and walked out the door. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's corner money. That's she hears the corner.
That's what it is.
All right, now you're losing me, and I'm your only ally.
I know. Just you know.
Thank you so much.
You're like a
stripper. Just got a check for another $100.
Hello. What's that, May Corner?
Thank you, Lenore and David.
That's it, man. We're gonna have crowd control out there pretty soon.
Anyone pay another $1,000 to make him shut up?
No, kid. Here, I will.
Tony's
got it right in here.
Tony will be out collecting.
Take my truck.
Work a lot. Oh, so patience.
All right.
Yep.
Another knocked it out of the park.
Thank you. Thank you.
Another home run.
So to wrap it up.
That's it.
Any techniques to be more patient? I'm trying to help, Tony.
This is the best holiday gift I've ever had. If his head blows up, I mean, I'm ready. I'll give money at that point. Just
my life has been defined by codependency, and these two make me feel solid and healthy.
Yep. It's a weird and bizarre relationship that we share, but it's...
So the wonderful woman who just dropped off $70 cash came back in to specify that that was not corner money.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
That's Operation Food Search money.
That's right.
What's that?
You could be a street performer. You could go to Chicago and just do this on the corners.
That'll work.
Closest corner.
That's it. Closest corner. Thank you very much.
Corner on the corner.
She came back.
She came back to tell you you were wrong.
Yeah.
Happy
Quite Tony.
Effect on people.
Yeah, that, that, made that, Tony's
that,
day.
That was nice. There you go. That was nice.
I'm done.
How is 2000 for you?
Oh, me? Yeah. No, it was.
Nobody see this? Does nobody understand?
They're dying. They
Doesn't
love
anybody
it.
Anybody understand? I get so much hate. Like, oh, you're so mean to Mark. Oh, you got to leave. But don't you see what he does?
You know, it feels like this corner is for you. You need more patience with
really?
It.
Really? Patience. Patience. Right. Yes. Start with me,
Trying
Tony.
To teach you.
Open your heart, Tony.
I made it like 15 minutes. You've been talking for 15 minutes.
About
nothing.
Well, I've been done like 13 minutes ago. But
I know that.
I know.
But nobody else seems to know that.
He did
know.
A terrible version of Louis C.K.'s stand-up.
Yes.
And then said the most obvious thing in the world.
Right there.
No, I could write down other people's
works.
What
does that mean? What does that even mean when you
four
do this?
Four score
when you go,
and
see,
seven years ago.
What are you proving?
This is a list of people coming to our house on Christmas, actually. So
who are the Ewarts?
Yeah, they're my sister and brother-in-law.
Well, that's a terrible name.
It's pronounced Ewart. But it does look like Ewarts, doesn't
just,
it?
That's just
yeah.
dumb.
Yeah.
Rod Man coming?
What are you doing?
Folding it up, taking it home. I'll use this again.
Okay.
Use this again in 2019, pal. This is too good. This is mature.
Oh yeah, you'll be here next year.
The piece of paper is 30 years old.
So, yeah, Jeff needs to talk to me after the show. You know about the future. We're looking into it.
God,
how much time we got?
Isn't the segment over?
We can wrap whenever.
Yeah.
We can wrap whenever. How about 15 minutes ago?
Oh, that was great. Yeah. So let's get a count.
Okay.
See where we are.
Yes.
And we'll come back and let you know how we've done. We started the day looking for 50. We passed that up at 60. We're just nipping at 70. And we'll find out how close we are to that right after this. DGS coming to you live from the Hardee's in the Valley. Welcome back, guys. DGS. One more segment here at the Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley. So here is where we are. So we started out just about a month ago at zero. And over time, we walked in the door with $45,000. The most that we had other stations had raised before was 31. So 40 was great. 45 was even better. I had made the official goal 50. And then I told the guys privately, I thought we had an outside shot at $60,000, but I didn't want to say it, you know, out loud or on the air, and then everyone would be just disappointed if we didn't. So adding everything up right now, and this does not count what was brought in at the Hardee's all week, which Megan could be...
4,000.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
So right now we're sitting at over $71,000.
Oh my God, unbelievable.
Yeah. And by the time Hardee's gets all their numbers from this week, we're probably right at $75,000.
Unbelievable.
So. Very nice.
That is incredible. Incredible.
And all the Hardee's are open until 10 o'clock tonight or later, so you can make contributions. You can't be by us.
Yeah.
Any Hardee's you go to, throw in some money.
And you can still go online. You can find the online by going to Rachel's Twitter.
Yeah, at RachelZ971. The link is on there. The link is on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. And you can always just go to OperationFoodSearch.org.
So, Judy, what was that multiplier?
I'm doing it right.
Okay, good. Yeah. Reading my mind.
Can I give my big, my real quick shout out? So one of my best friends and a good friend of the radio show, Perry Woods, who is been on this show many times, and anybody who's part of the Twitter conversation, which we've met so many Twitter people here today, which is so awesome, have seen me posting pictures of me and Perry fishing so many times over the year. His birthday was just this past Tuesday, and on his birthday, he had to go to the hospital for an emergency reason, and he's doing better, but he's still not doing great, so I just wanted to send out a little love to my buddy
Perry Woods.
Was the emergency reason he was too sexy?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
He's too good at the guitar, and yeah. he's too good of a singer, and he's in too good a shape.
I knew this was going to happen.
Finally backed up on him.
Finally caught up with him, yeah. But we love you, P.
So here's the way this works. Operation Food Search is so good at stretching the dollars. Your $75,000 donations, get this, by the time it's all said and done and the dust settles, it's going to provide $900,000 worth of food.
Oh my God.
To St. Louis and Illinois kids.
That's incredible.
That is almost as much as Mark Close makes in a year.
On a down
if
year.
You just corner sponsorships down. Alone.
Yeah, just. Yeah.
Just that Schnucks money.
Oh yeah, I'm rolling in it, brother. I am rolling in it.
That's unreal. I always am optimistic, but I didn't think there's a chance in hell we'd hit 75 grand.
Right. And plus, over this time of year, plenty of people need help, and plenty of people are collecting and do it, and you guys still come and help us too. And
sure, Salvation Army's out there, Toys for Tots is out there. Also, this is the time of year when people need their money.
Yes, yes.
And I am so impressed with all these people who walk in and just hand us cash or hand us checks and then just walk out the door. Yeah. They don't expect anything or want anything. A couple of shout-outs here. Mark Puckett's son came in. Mark is the owner of Peroni's Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Now we're getting somewhere.
And he's a big fan, and he lost his brother, Rick Puckett, passed away, and he was an even bigger fan. So I told him, go give him a shout-out.
Nice.
Thank
him. If you are in Florissant and you want some pizza, Peroni's.
Why else would you be in Florissant?
Yeah. Why would you go to Florissant?
It's the spot.
There's not a Hardee's there.
No. Yeah. No Heath bars, no.
And you're
Florissant.
So damn close to Hazelwood.
Yeah.
One wrong turn, man. And also we had a gentleman come in who is a truck driver for Dollar General.
Yeah.
And said that he has all of his brothers and sisters who drive for Dollar General listening to the show, and they all have DGS stickers on their rigs.
So nice. Sweet. He tweets at us.
Not
he's,
great.
He's a Twitter guy, yeah. Really nice.
Could you picture a convoy of Dollar General big rigs going down the highway and they all got DGS stickers on?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
I could see you being a truck driver.
Yeah. Whenever you guys took the photo with him, I was almost like, Mark, you know what he does? I had the same thought. He's going to be into this.
What would your CB handle be?
Corner. Just call me Corner.
Breaker, breaker. This is Corner.
It's Corner.
That's boring.
And all the other guys are like, oh, boy, here we go.
Here we go.
Get ready.
He's going to be on for 30 minutes asking directions.
Yeah. You know what? I love driving on a nice sunny day. It's the best day to drive on.
Not rain, not clouds, sun.
Judy over
it's
here
the most
again.
Absolutely. Obvious thing you can say.
Can we give a shout out to just all the listeners who have come by and put stuff on the table for
us? I know.
Yeah,
all these
right?
presents. I mean,
candy,
people are just
toys,
so sweet and so nice.
Three wise men. They're just dropping stuff
right.
off.
Hey, Judy.
Well, what do you think?
I've cried 3 times.
Aww. Mostly because of the corner?
Yeah, once during the corner.
Seriously. Yeah exactly.
That brings tears.
I can't believe we're partnered with these guys.
I sound like we talked about Jerry Lewis. I'm turning into Jerry Lewis at the end of the telethon. But the one really sweet thing, we had a young man come in with a crisp $100 bill, and he said that he was a backpack kid.
Aww.
And he wanted to pay it forward, and he was doing really well. And that's what we do this for. Someone who was really struggling, their family was really struggling, and now they're doing great. And
so great.
That's all we want.
That's the way it happens. My dad was not a talker. And my mom told me this, that when they were first married and had my brother and sister, they were just dead broke. My dad had been laid off. And I guess it was probably the union. And the union came by and dropped off a giant basket of food. And then every year, he would donate to that. And it was just, a man of few words, but it was like he never missed it because he knew what that was like.
Yeah.
And so that's perfect. Someone that was a backpack kid now giving back. So great.
Yeah, it is. And the man who came and gave $1,000, his wife works for Riverview Gardens in early childhood. And we are embedded in that school district. And I was like, God bless her wife. She is on the front line.
So what happens now? Like, what do you guys do?
So,
like, how do you make it happen?
Well, we have a lot of different programs. Obviously, Cooking Matters, where we teach people to cook and shop and budget and share family meals. But Backpack, we have programs that target pregnant women, early childhood. We partner with lots of other nonprofits. You mentioned the Salvation Army. They're one of our agencies, and they get most of their food from us.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so we just keep rolling along because we're a private entity, and we are only about St. Louis, and we're privately funded. cash is king. So yeah. we can't expand our programming unless we have cash in hand, and that's what this does.
Right.
So thank you.
Well, there's so many, literally tens of thousands, if not 100,000 people to thank who, you know, paid a dollar for a DGS sticker, or they overpaid for it, or they came out to one of our remotes and they got a beanie, they got a t-shirt. People like Scott Rutledge and my buddy Tim. All the people who came by to write these really big checks, and most of all to Skip Weber, who is personally responsible either his own cash or through the Auto Association for $13,000. And we really did. Skip and I had been hatching this for a few days, and I said, look, this is way too nice of you. I think we could get $3,000. Mm-hmm. And yeah. like, I'll write a check for that. And when it turned out to be eight, he wrote it for eight, although it's 13. So maybe we'll have to hold him up for 13.
Yeah.
And then most of all, none of this could have happened without Hardee. So Tony, thanks you and Megan and everyone at Hardee's for everything you've done.
Thank you guys. And Judy, thanks for the partnership over the years. It's been incredible. And
it has.
The blessings continue.
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you. And for all the listeners.
So we will get the final count from Hardee's, and this is my last day of the year. It's Mark's last day of the year, but Rach and Tony and Tim Convey and Skip Weber are all going to be doing the show next week. Tony's mm-hmm. doing a big variety show on New Year's Eve, and so we will update you with the total finals, but I'm very comfortable saying that we're going to be at 75. And nice. If not, Mark and I will make it up, right?
Yes.
You. Yes. Yeah, you keep looking at Mike.
So I know. He's no help whatsoever.
Mike with a K.
Yeah.
You know what they say, the fifth time's the charm on that joke.
Absolutely.
It's funnier and funnier.
Especially on radio. Those visual jokes on radio are killers.
All right, we are going to wrap it up. Anything we need to do before we go?
God bless everybody. God bless us, everyone.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody. We appreciate it. DGS out. I will see you guys in 2019.